Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Donna Powers, P-O-W-E-R-S. Donna Powers is a 63-year-old woman who reports the gradual onset of symptoms in her lumbar spine that she attributed to her routine job tasks. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She did have further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of two injured discs. Period. She did not undergo any surgery but was under the care of Dr. Woods and Dr. Steiner, S-T-E-I-N-E-R. Period. She denies any... She's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The rest of that is normal. In paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Powers alleges from 1-1-10 through the present, repetitive job duties caused permanent injuries to the lumbar spine. Period. Medical records show she was seen at Rothman by the physician assistant for Dr. Woods, period. She related lumbar back pain and lower extremity radiculopathy for 3 months, period. She reports significant pain, and she is a cocktail waitress, period. She has also been noticing pain in her left leg in the L4 distribution and in the right leg in the L5 distribution. Period. She had been doing physical therapy and seeing a chiropractor for the past two months with minimal relief. Period. She had no recent MRIs. Period. She did have a previous left hip, total hip arthroplasty several years ago. Period. She was diagnosed with intervertebral lumbar disc displacement, comma, low back pain, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, and thoracolumbar scoliosis. Period. She did have x-rays done demonstrating degenerative scoliosis with multi-level disc space narrowing, most notable from L4 through S1. Period. There were no fractures or instability. Period. She was then referred for an MRI. Period. New paragraph, at the referral of chiropractor Steiner, she had x-rays of her pelvis and left hip on 8/13/21, giving a history of low back and left hip pain for 6 months, period, underline this, no trauma, period, left hip replacement 2017, period, it showed an unremarkable exam, noting intact, uncomplicated left total hip replacement, period, on 10/13/21, she underwent lumbar spine x-rays, also at the referral of Dr. Steiner. Period, the history given was, quote, low back pain radiates down right leg for 6 months, period, end quote, as compared to an earlier study of 3/12/20. Period, there was 21 degrees moderate rotatory dextroscoliosis in the thoracolumbar junction. Period, there were minimal marginal osteophytes from L2 through L5. Period, examination was stable, and the rest of the exam was unremarkable. Period, she did have the lumbar MRI done on 11/3/21 to insert here. Period. She returned to Dr. Woods via a telehealth visit on 11/15/21. Period, he noted the results of her MRI and advised her to start ibuprofen, period. New paragraph. She also was seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Barbella, B-A-R-B-E-L-L-E-A, on 11/17/21. Period. She complained of back pain on the left side, as well as left groin pain and left anterior thigh burning and aching pain. Period, her pain was 8/10 level. Period, the pain had been present for 6 months to 1 year. Period, she did not convey any precipitating event or activities that led to the onset of her symptoms. Period, she had treated with a chiropractor and then Dr. Woods and Dr. Ong. Period. Dr. Barbella wanted her to continue with the same medications and yet scheduled for a left sacroiliac joint injection. Period. On 12/3/21, she did undergo a left sacroiliac joint injection. Period. She followed up with Dr. Barbella on 2/9/22, reporting no improvement. Period. She was advised to continue with physical therapy. Period. In paragraph, earlier records show Ms. Powers had x-rays of the right elbow on 2/3/09 at the referral of Dr. Steiner. Period was read as a normal exam. Period, she had an MRI of the right shoulder on 4/1/09 at the referral of Dr. Tucker. Period. It showed AC joint degenerative change and reactive change of the acromion with a question of rotator cuff impingement, as noted above. Period. It was rotator cuff tendinosis and a tear as clinically suspected and as described above. Period. Suspect focal tear of the posterior labrum as noted above. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she had a suntan that she attributed to visiting Florida in May. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed open surgical scarring about the left hip consistent with her arthroplasty, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, left hip flexion was full but elicited tenderness. Period, motion of the right hip, both knees and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was tender at the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm. There was none on the right or in the midline. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 90 degrees. Elicited only buttocks tenderness with no radicular symptoms below the knees or low back pain. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular symptoms were elicited. Period, impressions. Donna Powers alleges her routine job tasks with the insured beginning from 1/1/10 caused permanent injury to the lumbar spine. Period. Her position was that of a cocktail server beginning 5/24/84. Period. It appears that on her own she sought treatment with a chiropractor named Dr. Steiner, who had her undergo x-ray studies. Period. She then came under the care of Dr. Woods and his colleagues. Period. Lumbar MRI was done on 11/3/21 to be inserted here. Period. She was referred for physical therapy and then pain management by Dr. Barbella. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and does not appear to have undergone any injections in this matter either. Period. New paragraph, and actually go to the very beginning when I talk about her being a 63-year-old woman. She described she was wearing Brooks sneakers with no high heels as she was before. Period. She claims there was thin carpet on cement where she had to walk most of the time. Period. She did admit to undergoing a left hip replacement in the past. Period. She had also undergone bilateral shoulder surgeries and fractured her pelvis. Period. She is no longer... Scratch that. At this juncture, she only takes Advil as needed for pain. Period. The current exam was virtually benign. Period. She had a suntan that she attributed to recently spending time in Florida. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, especially as this relates to her alleged occupational exposure. Period. The routine job tasks of the insured would not be expected to cause the radiographic abnormalities for they comport with her age. Period. Moreover, the description of onset of symptoms relative to her radiographic studies does not correlate with them beginning in 2010. Period. She has been able to continue working in a full-duty capacity, having not missed any work with the insured. Period. She also enjoys fishing, wave runner, and beach, along with stretching and lifting 7 days per week. Period. This obviously speaks to her ongoing level of high functionality. Period. End.